You're listening to Talk 1260 KTRC, Humanity, the Experience, with your host, Betsy Ronell.
Happy Saturday. This is a really, really happy and sweet and tasty Saturday for me. I have with me on Humanity, the Experience, Ruth San, the owner of Sweet Art Sweet Shop on Galisteo. It's a fairly new candy shop with all kinds of just unbelievable, delectable goodies in there. So welcome, Ruth. I'm so happy you're here.
Thanks. It's so fun to be here. It really is. I love the smile on your face.
Thank you. That's because this is like one of my favorite things is to interview local businesses, but who wouldn't want to interview a candy shop owner? And that's what I want to ask you. Of all the good things you could bring into this world, the thing you chose was candy. So what made you, and thank you for it, what made you choose to open a candy shop?
Fabulous question. Thanks. I was in education for a number of years, and this is a nice departure from education because gratification, there's an immediacy with people's reactions, and they're happy. So initially you walk in the store, there's a fabulous visual that's there with all the glass candy jars and all the colors and sights, and then there are the scents that are a little overpowering with chocolate.
Delicious.
Yeah, yummy, oh yummy.
Yeah, so it is. It really does feel and resemble an old-fashioned candy store. And, you know, you youngsters in your 20s won't know what we're talking about, but even in the 70s, we had candy shops where you could go in and for a nickel or even a penny, not that we have those prices anymore, but for a nickel or a penny, you could go into a jar and pick one piece of candy and then put it in a little bag and then walk to the cash register with it. And so it reminds me of that. You, for sanitary reasons, do the picking for the kids. So we say we want that, and then you take the jar and you pick it out, which is smart. But, you know, it's the same thing. They can pick and see, and there are things that where you can walk in with a dollar these days, and these little kids can walk out with something. It's like one of the last vestiges of that where a dollar can buy something.
It is. It's entertaining. It's fun.
Yeah. It's great. It's great.
I had a young kid in the other day. He was in his 20s. And he said, boy, this reminds me of being a kid. I said, well, how old are you?
Yeah.
He said, oh, 24.
How does
really,
he know?
You're still a kid.
Yeah.
From Illinois. And he started talking about all the little shops back there that have the same quality, the same hometown, easy, old-fashioned feeling. But I love it when the young kids come in. It's so much fun.
It is fun.
Kids come in with $2 allowance, and they go around the store and they pick four jelly beans and two wax bottles, whatever.
Or taffy.
And they're thrilled.
Yeah.
And they count their change out.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
It's very cute. I know. That's how I found it. I take my kids there. And I was like, this would be a great thing to interview about. That's when I approached you about it. It's so beautiful. So tell us the kinds of things that you have in the store, because it's amazing.
I'd love to. Okay. So there's one wall, and there's licorice from around the world. So we have Finska from Finland and Kokobora from Australia and Dutch licorice and German licorice and a sweet Italian licorice there.
Yum.
That's really nice.
Oh,
yeah. My. It's good. And they're all very distinct flavors, and they're fun.
Yeah.
Then on another wall, we have penny candies, which you're right, they're not a penny anymore. They probably come to about a dime now. Sorry. Inflation. Sorry.
Still pretty good.
But you can buy a 10-cent wax bottle and enjoy the heck out of it.
Yeah.
We have chocolate from around the world, which is fun. We have Taza, which is a stone ground chocolate. Lovely. Mm-hmm. And we have Belgian chocolates, Cote d'Or. Which is a very soft, palatable, yummy chocolate. Nice. And we have local chocolates from the Chocolate Cartel in Albuquerque and Chocolate Smith.
Yeah, you have Chocolate Smith.
And they're fabulous.
Yeah.
They're just yum.
They are.
And I get to sample everything.
You're lucky. And then what are all your taffies?
I'm a lucky woman.
You have an amazing selection of taffy.
Taffies are so yum. We get them out of Utah. We have a chili mango and a raspberry lemonade and a chocolate mocha caramel.
You're killing me.
Just flavors. I know. Should we go get some
lunch?
Candy?
Yes, let's go.
I haven't had breakfast.
Oh, my God. I know. Actually, me neither. Funny. How funny. Oh, okay. What else?
It's fun.
And then you have, like, fancier gifts.
We do. Yeah. We're a little eclectic. We're a little out of the ordinary for a typical candy store. We have a shelf filled with pillows on the top shelf, and they say things like, love you to the moon and back, blah, blah, blah. They're cute pillows.
Cute.
We have night lights and keychains made from African glass beads.
Oh, beautiful.
And they're fair trade.
Yeah, which is
so
nice.
So I like that.
That's very nice.
A lot of our products are fair trade. A lot of our products are gluten-free.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's very nice.
There's a variety.
Yeah, you're being conscious about your buying, which is nice.
I am.
In a town like this. People like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's so very important. Accommodates everybody.
Exactly. Now, do you get to go to like candy trade shows and stuff like that? That's my fantasy about
it. Don't. Well, that fantasy.
No.
I don't know. No. What I've been doing is just reminiscing. I've traveled the world and reminiscing about what's always made me smile, what's always made me happy.
Yeah.
Those wax bottles from the 60s, from the 50s. Good grief. Those were fabulous.
Yeah.
Of course, now the wax is fabulous.
Yeah.
And the liquid is horrible. It's something I think you enjoy when you're 6
exactly.
or 12.
Exactly. I know. I think I've encouraged my children to at least try one. And like, ew, it's nasty.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. No. No, they're right. Your kids have a discerning palate. They're good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sad. But so what else? So now, but what was the impetus? I mean, like I thought of opening up like a malt shop once. I'm like, God, but I don't have any experience in business. I don't know what I'm doing. And you came from the teaching world. So here you took on, in a strange economy, you took on a candy shop. I think that's pretty great in a small town.
Yeah, let me reflect on that for a minute.
Okay.
Insane or or wise, I don't know.
I think it's bold in a good way.
It's bold and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. We've been consistent. We're steady. We've been open about 4.5 months. Yeah. And people enjoy,
Oh, I feel like you've been here longer. Okay.
No. People enjoy the store. So if somebody comes in and smiles, if we had to close tomorrow, our inventory would be going back to the community.
Nice.
And we'd all have 10,000 pounds of candy to eat before we close. It's win-win.
Yeah, yeah. But we don't want her closing. Nice. So go in there.
Yeah, please.
So tell us the physical address. Give us like a landmark. I know where it
is. It's 117 Galisteo, and it's on a fabulous little street that just provides a community feel. So we're across from Maya. We're next to the Matador. We're next to Earth, Fire, and Gems.
Right.
We're across from Santa Fe Hat Company.
Right.
Santa Fe Weaving and Fourth World Imports.
Yeah.
It's just lovely.
Yeah, you're in a good little section there. And so
people work together.
Yeah.
We all smile.
Right. And for those of you who are not local and you don't know what we're talking about, she's right on the same side street as Chico's. There's your national landmark.
Around the corner from Starbucks.
Exactly. It's right there. And you can buy everything under the sun. Old-fashioned things, local things, unique things, beautiful things. I mean, you were so kind and you donated for the Santa Fe School for the Arts Endowment fundraiser. This beautiful, it was like a pillow. And I forget now what it was.
A piece of raku.
Was it? Pottery.
Yeah.
So what was that? What was that called?
It's
Isn't it like a wishing pillow or something, a pillow of hope?
It's a healing stone.
Right. There we go.
So it has some seeds in there, and it's a piece of raku, and it's beautiful. And actually, these pieces are in the Smithsonian.
Right.
Which is interesting as well.
That's right. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
They're pretty.
They're like, what, around $30 retail? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we said minimum bid $30. And it gave us like $60, I think, and that one little thing. It was
sweet.
Great. Yeah,
good.
It was beautiful.
Yay.
It was so nice. I was bidding on it. Everyone was bidding on it. It was really cute.
Good.
But
success story. I like that.
Yeah. And so here you have, I mean, here you have the spiritual item, candy, and then like tchotchke pillows, sweetly. You've got the whole thing in there. I love it.
It's very diverse. It's very eclectic.
So as you
love everything.
It does. As you're staying here and you're seeing different customers, are you thinking, maybe I'll add this, or maybe I'll add that, or, you know, is your mind sort of working?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else can we add? What can we throw out that's not producing smiles?
Yeah. Have you had any candy that's not producing smiles? Oh.
No.
The horror.
No.
Okay, I can't imagine that. You have these amazing these gummy candies, which I've never seen anywhere else. They're like gummy sharks. They're white on the bottom.
They cute?
They taste good. They do. They look like a bath toy for baby.
Yeah.
You know? And so my little son got it, and he's tiny, and he was holding the shark in my hand. It's about maybe half the size of my hand, right? And or a little bit bigger even. In his hand, it was his whole length of his hand and then some. And I said, I just can't resist. Give me a bite of that. And so I took it. It's delicious. I mean, one of the best gummy candies I've ever had.
It's good. The sharks are really good.
I love them. I love them.
There's some gummy pigs in there.
Oh.
Chewy.
Yeah, but I like chewy. I love that.
And some gummy fried eggs and gummy army men. And I don't know, every once in a while we'll drive by at 12 at night and we'll think like Toy Story, where all the creatures inside the toys, the candy store are coming to life. Yeah.
That's right. But they know you're coming. So before you know it, they're back in the jar.
Exactly.
So you'll never see the action.
It's a pity.
That's right. Cute. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back talking all things candy with Ruth Sand, the owner of Sweet Art Sweet Shop on Galisteo Street, right here in Little Santa Fe. I'd like to thank my sponsors, Marion Urban, The Skin Whisperer, Dr. Aaron Mayberry, and Sangre de Cristo Tennis and Racquet Club. This is Humanity the Experience with Betsy Ronell on Talk 1260 KTRC. We'll be right back.
The Friendship Club is dedicated to serving the recovery community in the Santa Fe area. It includes all persons seeking recovery physically, mentally, and spiritually, holding a variety of positive classes and activities where people can heal and help one another. For more information, go to santafe.com, keyword Friendship Club.
Hey, welcome back. We're still here, Humanity the Experience, with me, Betsy Ronell, your host, my friendly producer, Gino. Trying to kick me out all the time. My goodness. And the owner of Sweet Art Sweet Shop, Ruth San. I sound like a robot. Sorry. Anyway, it's too much sugar. No, I'm kidding. We don't have any sugar. So we just left off talking about one of my favorite candies in your store, which is this beautiful and glorious. I don't know. What are they, like 4 or 5 inches long? These sharks, those jelly sharks?
Yeah.
They're huge.
They're big.
And they really look like a bath toy for a baby. But they are absolutely delicious. They're aromatic, and they're delicious.
Don't submerge.
No. Oh, right. No, don't submerge.
Eat.
But they're really good. Anyway, what's your favorite candy in the whole candy shop?
Well,
or is there just one? Maybe there's more than one.
There are quite a few things that I like. I've been sampling everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see that I've been sampling.
I don't see it, but I know. I understand what you're saying.
Anyway, there's a licorice. It's a Dutch licorice called Creoches. And they are a little cube of licorice covered in sugar.
Yum.
And they're great with coffee, and they're fabulous with beer.
Fabulous with beer?
Uh-huh. Wow. They're great. They're really fun. That's my favorite licorice.
What flavor is it?
It's a really malleable, small, chewy, like a black licorice covered in sugar. Yeah, it's so good. And then there's double salted, which most people are appalled by, and I love.
Well, no, but it's that very, sweet very and salty thing. Women often like the sweet and salty combination.
Sweet and salty is going.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Chocolate Smith produces, they make a, by the way, they're fabulous.
Yeah, we know that.
The kids are so cute that run the store and make all these goodies.
Yeah.
They have a Himalayan salt caramel chocolate.
I've had that before.
And it's so yum.
It's delicious.
And the caramel is just always perfect texture.
Yeah.
That's a really nice flavor. They also have that lavender and lemon.
Yeah.
The white chocolate bark.
That's very good.
That's so good.
That's very good.
Then the Chocolate Cartel has some great truffles. Their ganaches are just lovely. Little hints of raspberry and lavender or honey or pomegranate. Wow. They're really nice.
And the Chocolate Cartel is a company out of Albuquerque, just for those of you who didn't hear the first segment. So that's local.
And they're fabulous. And they make a chocolate-covered almond with a hint of chili in there.
Yeah.
And you chew it up, and the little chili sits right in your throat for a few minutes, and then for an hour or two after that, you're still tasting the chocolate and the almond. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah.
I admire people who make candy and food or like specialty drinks, the concoctions and the way they come up with these interactions of flavors. And I don't have that ability. It's amazing.
It's an ability, I think. And it's also you have to have patience.
Yeah.
I need to eat.
Yeah.
Don't have the patience to wait for chocolate to temper.
No, no,
you're
no.
supposed to wait a half hour after 10 minutes, like making chocolate chip cookies, right?
Right,
and you
right.
eat all the
right.
dough before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's some Belgian chocolates that I really love. There's a Dutch chocolate called Droste that's
oh, yeah.
really nice.
Yeah, that's an old company.
Old,
yeah.
old.
I remember from my
They're
childhood.
Great.
Yeah. Still good, though.
Really good.
Yeah, delicious.
Really good. That takes me back.
Yeah. And then here. Okay, so wait. So what are some of the most old-fashioned candies you have in the store for the older listeners, perhaps?
Rocky Roads and Uno bars and just all that old. It's not old candy.
No, no.
It's old,
old-timey.
Old recipes.
Right,
yeah.
old-timey candy.
The Mars bars that we have in the store are made over in Britain.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
I know.
They don't make them here anymore.
No, I don't know why. The Mars Company. Yeah. Is the Mars Company based out of Britain or is it here?
I think it originated in Britain, in England, and they moved over here. And I think the bars that I'm carrying in the store are produced over there. They're manufactured over there.
Right. No, I've seen that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh. Sometimes we'll get in a shipment of French Delight. So we've got some jams from France. I know. Eclectic. Just silly.
Yeah, but I like that.
It's very, there's a variety.
Yeah, there's something for everyone in there. You also have one of my funnest things that I like to buy, for my kids like to buy, giant, those things that you peel off the paper.
The buttons,
yeah. Giant buttons. They're giant, though. They're the size of a thumbnail now.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
They're
and they
fun.
Still taste good.
And they still taste good when you even have the paper attached to
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you kind of mush the paper up with your tongue.
Exactly.
You're going, this shouldn't be here, but you swallow it anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. No, it's good. Do you have, I know you have Bazooka, and then you have the other one that's sort of circular, but with its ends.
Like Double Bubble.
Right, Double Bubble, that one. You have those.
Best bubble gum in the world.
See, I
best
like Bazooka.
Bubbles.
I know. Every time we go in there, my children buy the Double Bubble. You say, that's the best one. I'm like, no, I like Bazooka.
Bazooka's got a good cartoon.
But it does, but it doesn't have, it's not a bubble making.
No,
candy.
It's not.
No.
And I can't read the cartoon anymore, so
know, the
I'm on
tough.
To Double Bubble.
The cartoons are really stupid.
Yeah, of
my kids
they
want
are.
Me to read them to them. Like, what does it say? I'm like, oh no, really? Okay. I like the smell of it though.
Yeah.
Like when I walk past the two jars, I smell my Bazooka.
Yeah. That's nostalgia.
Oh, I love it.
That's a flash from the past.
Yeah. And do you sell like those bubblegum cigarettes?
We do.
I love those.
And
I don't
candy
like smoking,
cigarettes.
But I like that.
They're so dumb.
They're adorable.
They're great.
I know. They're adorable. And it's so funny. Like when I was little, I was like, oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I'm a kid of the 70s. So smoking was not as outlawed as it is now. I use that word just as a joke. But so, you know, I was like, ooh, look like my grandparents or something. I can smoke too. So I would get it. Right. And then blow the sugar out the end. But I showed it to my kids and I was like, you have to get these. These are so great. And they're like, we don't smoke. And I said, it's just candy. We don't even want a cigarette in our mouth. I'm like, what? My kids are just like old men, but they're my favorite.
I think it's great.
They're my favorite.
I think it's great that your kids say that.
I think it's
though.
Funny. I'm like, you're missing out on one of the greatest things ever. No, Mom. And they look at me like, I've got a problem. Thanks, kids. Learn a lot from them kids.
Yeah, we do.
Right,
we certainly do, whether they're ours or not.
That's right. Now, we're about to wrap up. So tell us your Santa Fe hours.
We are open, let's see,
loosely.
Monday through Saturday, 11 till 6, and that'll be changing up. We stay open until 8 sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll come back into the store sometimes for a chocolate raid after a music encounter. And we'll leave the door open and people will come in at 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
It's entertaining. Yeah, it's fun. So Sundays we're open from noon to 5.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you only take one day off a week?
No, we're there 7.
You're there 7. Yeah, right.
Monday, Saturday, and then Sunday.
Right.
So that's still 7, isn't it?
It is. Good. Are you open on Mondays?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Monday through Saturday.
Oh, hello. Okay.
11 to 6.
That's really sad. So anyone who questions that I don't have a widow brain, I do, because how dumb was that? Okay, so Monday through Saturday, and then you're open Sunday. Yeah,
we
from
are
12 to 5.
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, and where? What's the landmark? Tell us a funny story about your landmark. Another landmark we figured out in the break was that you're below.
Oh, we're below the Blue Corn Restaurant, which is fabulous.
Right.
And when we first moved in, we would hear this thunderous rolling of thunder, barrels, something.
You
somebody
didn't know.
Bowling up there. We didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And I thought it was an earthquake.
Oh,
and then I found out towards the end of the day that they were rolling kegs of beer. And I thought, this is lovely.
You wish
I've
for
got a
hole
candy
in the floor.
Store.
Exactly. In the ceiling, I mean, yeah, in the air floor.
Draw right down to, yeah, so candy and beer. And we did a great job understanding that. And people that come in often smile when they hear that it's kegs of beer.
Right. They're probably like, oh, we're actually hungry. Let's go up in there and have lunch.
Exactly.
That's cute. Well, good. So good neighborly relations. Well, welcome to Santa Fe. And I wish you many prosperous sales days and reigning our community full of beautiful sugary sweets.
Come on in. Stop by.
Very good. Sweet Art Sweet Shop on Galisteo. We're with owner Ruth Sand. Thank you for your time, Sand.
Thanks for having me.